If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Good morning. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's over there. Hope is over there. You're out there, and we are all getting ready for the weekend. I knew as soon as I started the music, she'd start doing that dance. This is your jam. This is like your Super Bowl weekend, isn't it, TJ?
It's my favorite holiday. It always has been. My grandfather, I remember going, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, Grandpa, isn't there just something so fun and cool? Bring such unity. Everyone celebrates the heritage. And we all go and drink
green beer. And
we eat Reubens and cabbage. And yeah, it's just one day.
Hope, are you a big St. Patrick's Day partaker?
Not huge, which drives my dad nuts. He's like, don't you want to come on down to the parade? I've been to the parade since I was 13. I'm trying to convince myself to go this weekend.
This is going to be a great weekend to be downtown.
It's going to be so pretty.
It's going to be like 70.
It's going to be beautiful. The last time I went with my friend. My dad was around. We were 13. And there was this creepy clown that would not leave us alone. And I've been traumatized. Every day he's been like, Hope, I don't think there's going to be, you know, any clowns nearby.
I have not seen
any
clowns.
It's
going
to be fine. You're an adult now.
I've never seen clowns at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
This clown would not leave us alone. Like, we had an umbrella, and I, like, literally remember putting it in front of my face, and he was, like, tapping on it. Like, would not leave us alone.
Like a St. Patrick's Day clown or just a generic clown?
I think just a generic clown just hanging out at the parade.
That's
crazy.
That is creepy. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but my favorite thing, I had no idea we had that many Irish step dance schools.
There's like me either.
15 floats.
Let me tell you.
So just as I'm like, yeah!
Yeah, here comes another one.
And here they come on their flatbed, and you can hear their like little feet going, and then a couple more, and then all of a sudden, here you see them. You see their heads before you can hear them.
Yes.
Because their heads bop up and down.
Mike. I will say this about our St. Patrick's Day party downtown. There are two distinct areas. There is the we're going to party area, and then there's the we're bringing the kids down for the parade area. I will say, if you've never been, the Main Street area towards the end of the parade where the viewing stand is, bring the family there.
Yep.
That's a little more family friendly down there. If you want to come and have a good time and tailgating early, man, East and Alexander. That's where it all goes down. And it's a little scary over there at times. Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope, Billy Kidd. Hope has found yet another holiday for us to celebrate. What is it this time?
It's 3.14. I don't know if you've heard a little pi. It's pi day!
It's a math joke, TJ.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I wasn't sure if you were getting what she was laying down.
P-I. You know, some people celebrate with pies, pizza, moon pie.
Didn't you make your mom make a pie or something for last year's Pi Day?
So when I was in sixth grade, we were talking about Pi Day. That's when we were learning about pie. And we were going to have a party. And I was like, can my mom make a cake? She was like a professional cake maker. And she made a cake with Albert Einstein's face on it for Pi Day.
It's just so funny. I feel like a terrible person because every time she talks, our school experience is so different.
Completely different.
I mean, she was like trying to sit up front, bringing pies in for Pi Day. Mama! Meanwhile, I'm in the back trying to figure out how to forge my mom's signature so I can get out of class.
I was right there with you. It is many. Today is a reason to celebrate. It's Liam's birthday.
Yeah, it's my little guy's birthday. He's 13.
Man.
I don't know. You know, I'm looking down the barrel of 50. I got a teenager. Never have a baby again. I don't know. It's like a weird... Not to make his birthday about me, but it's hard not to be feeling big things.
It's all about you. Got a wedding coming up, your daughter's wedding is coming up.
I know.
By the way, Has this thought even crossed your mind?
Don't even say it.
I'm going to say it. Grandma?
Yeah, it has.
Does it freak you out?
It totally freaks me out. Time is flying.
It is.
And I'm worried that I'm going to fall into a midlife crisis when all of these things and I feel like I'm running out of time. Do you know what I mean?
We will be good friends and make sure we document all of that and put it on the internet for everybody to share. Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Hope just brought it to our attention that what is today?
Pi Day! Because you know the first numbers of Pi Day are 3.14. So it's March 14th, 314.
Now, TJ, I hope her ego doesn't blow up when I say what I'm about to say.
It will.
Last year, she brought it to our attention on September 25th that it was 925 day.
Yeah, that was something we'd never even thought about before. What a bunch of morons we are.
We've been here for decades. I've been here since 1985.
And 1900s.
And it never crossed my mind that September 25th should be 925 day.
So, you know, I want to go through the process of making it a holiday. We'll start regionally. I'm going to call Mayor Evans, say, we got to get the proclamation officially WBEE Day, you know, and then from
That's
there
doable.
Go nationally.
Definitely.
But I think we need to celebrate, maybe get a concert. Who do you think we can bring? And then, like, you know, should we be giving out,
I like
out,
how she's
like,
spending her money right
beer?
Now.
Like, there's just so many things that we could do. Oh my God, when I was in Nashville, they had like a custom cowboy hat station where you could like go and have it like custom made and embroidered. Maybe we could have one of those. We could have like all these different pop-ups.
925 day. What should we include? Everybody who's listening, you could join in. 252-WBEE. That's the phone number and the text line. Mm. What could we do on 925 day? We actually have time to plan it out.
Well, time's running out. We only have like 6 months.
Do we have to brand it as Hope's 925 day?
Well, you know, maybe just a mention on the proclamation.
All right.